foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen on a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes a risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's land purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution for government spending or taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Pure Natural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging wonder of science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for proved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Supernatural Silver.
Ooh, nice. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe freely again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed through guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it's like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and is headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty, death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 8th, 2014. We're in the third hour. That means it's time for phone calls. Taking your phone calls all this hour if you'd like to join in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We got in North Carolina. Betty, how you doing today?
I am doing very, very well because yesterday my husband and I sat there and listened for 6 hours to the National Press Club. Have you heard anything about that?
I think one of the stories I was doing, I think they were Phyllis Schlafly, maybe was speaking at this week.
Nope.
No, what you got them?
Man, this is really amazing. This is a National Press Club. This is C-SPAN 3 yesterday.
Okay. All day.
And the best place to learn about it is to go to your internet and put in http://cnisummit.org.
All right.
A national summit to reassess the U.S.-Israel special relationship.
National summit to reassess Israel and America's relationship. What kind of
special summit? Special relationship? Excuse me, special.
It's special.
What kind of things were they saying? What?
What kind of things were they saying on there?
Everything NBC, RBN says. Everything and far more.
Really? That's
yes.
Interesting. I was not aware. Of course, I rarely...
Nobody would be aware of it. It was not publicized. It hasn't been talked about. And yet we are well-versed in what's going on. For many years, we're old people. And we didn't walk away from it for about 6 hours.
Hmm. Well, just
now,
to continue...
the other one...
Go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
All right. There's a second website to go to because... you want to check up on what's going on, why you should have such a unique thing as this. And the other website is, just a minute, I got another piece of paper here. Spell out nationalinterest.org and then put a slash and put video and another slash and the dash. I better read it over here. The-rise-global-civilization-8213. And listen to a 15-minute broadcast. You'll get the flavor of what's going on. This one is Robert Mary recently sat down with Kishore Mahbubani, author of The Great Convergence, Asia, the West, and the Logic of One World. Man, what an eye-opening day that was yesterday.
I'm Googling it as we speak. I'll have to do a little more checking up.
Yeah.
I was not aware of it, and I haven't seen anything posted on it anywhere, but I will.
Well,
and feel free to tell me.
I'm trying to get in touch with... Deanna Spingola with her three-hour program tomorrow, and I can find no way to get in touch with her. But, man, this is worth talking about, I assure you.
You maybe can leave a message with the board op when you call in, you maybe can leave a message with the board up for Deanna.
Today I can do that?
I think you can. Yeah, just call back in and leave a all message right. with what board up, whatever information, and I'm sure he'll be happy to leave it somewhere for her or see that she gets it.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much, and I will definitely put a little time and check that out. I appreciate the phone call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to Renee in North Carolina. Then we've got Jim in Illinois, Dean in Buffalo. Renee, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Now, we need to hold the people accountable who tend to use these thought-stopping cliche rationalizations so that they can do evil but not feel the guilt for doing evil because they want to take the easy road. One of the most important things I learned many decades ago was in Scott Peck's book, People of the Lie. And he said, evil happens when people refuse to bear the pain of legitimate guilt. And I have found that people use these little cliche rationalizations, and I call them thought-stopping cliches, because we tend to not challenge them on it. It like stops the conversation. Like, you know, after maybe an innocent person has been killed, like the cops use this one, well, I need to go home at night. As if that makes everything they do okay, no matter how much they destroy someone else's life. Our military person says, well, if I don't follow orders, it'll ruin my career. Or another popular one is, you know, well, I have to feed my family or pay my mortgage. The thing is, these little cliche rationalizations work for people, which is why they're so popular and people use them. And the only thing that's going to stop them from using them is if we start challenging them on them and showing the defect in their thinking. Now, this is not going to make you popular, okay? I'm probably hacking off somebody right now who uses these techniques and wants to remain unconscious of it because they want to keep using them and not take the road less traveled of doing the right thing. But the thing is, this is one of our major obstacles because bureaucrats, police, military, government workers are some of the biggest users of these techniques, and we're going to have to start calling them on it. And the ones we generally come in contact are the lower ones who have less gatekeepers. And it might be in your own family, you know, but the thing is the ruling elite are completely impotent without all these yes men. And I'm kind of really tired of these yes men who really, a lot of these people, yes, the devil lied to them. Maybe they were tricked. Maybe they had good intentions. But they made a deal with the devil, okay? And they're carrying out the devil's work. And the thing is, they have the blood stain on their book of life for people maybe they don't even know. People who did not make that deal with the devil and have had their lives damaged because they refuse to stand up and just speak truth to power because they continue to want to take the devil's paycheck and take the easy route. This is so much a part of our culture, most people aren't even aware of it. But it is a place that we need to start, is to reveal this. Because I don't think most people are even consciously aware of it.
Well, you know, Renee, and what you remind me of is, so many people, they get nothing but the mainstream media from America, they tend to want to believe it, so they're digesting at least a one-sided story, if not a bold-faced lie to start with. And it's just like the clip that I played of what John Kerry said on Meet the Press. The commentator there didn't challenge him on any of that. They just let him portray these lies to the American people. The media in America is such a lapdog prostitute to challenging these people in power and asking any kind of real question. I mean, it just shocks me how it's just is softball all the way. And of course, that's why alternative media is actually having to do the job the mainstream media won't do. Hold on through the break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Then we've got Jim in Illinois, Dean in Buffalo. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Farron at the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I want to give you the last word there, Renee. I agree. People are going to have to get involved if they want to affect change, and they're going to have to stand up and stand for something. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, and I'm extremely, overly empathetic person, but the reason I don't just fall down and start crying a bucket of tears for the police and military or other government people when they complain that they're not being fair to me, they're not keeping, the devil's not keeping his end of the bargain. It's like, excuse me? You made a deal with the devil and then you're upset when the devil didn't keep his word? It's like, do you understand that because you served this master, innocent people who did not make that deal, you aided the ruling elite in destroying their lives. And then now you want me to be sympathetic to you who aided, you know, was a yes man carrying out these orders, hurting people and stuff, to go boo-hoo-hoo when the devil turns around and bites you. If you want my respect, and I do respect some of them. I have a friend who works with Veterans for Peace and stuff like that. But it's like, if you want my respect, you have to turn around. I'm not asking you to take any bullets. And you're going to have to speak truth to power and start doing the right thing. Keep your word to the American people and the Constitution, or shut the hell up.
Hey, I'm with you. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call. We're going to try to give everybody a little bit of time today. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Had an email from James that's listening, and he makes a great point. You know, a lot of people, they're out and about. They're trying to find the FEMA camps, and there's always video showing up on YouTube. But if there's ever a time in this country where they ever need areas like that, there's so many empty malls now and empty buildings. I don't think that anything will have to be constructed. And he had sent an email making that point, and I think it's 100% true. We're going to go to Jim in Illinois. Then we've got Dean in Buffalo. Jim, thanks for holding. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, Farron, appreciate you taking my call. Hey, that was my email, man. That's pretty quick, you reading it like that. Anyway, thing with the what's going on now, you know, the proctology exams, the swabs on the side of the road, you know, and all that with men and women. These things started happening 20, 30 years ago. And back then, we all were being bombarded by the news about the criminals, and we got to get tougher on crime, and, you know, we got to walk on their rights, and we're going to put them in jail and lock them up, and everybody was fell in lockstep and went right along with it, all right? The other thing is, I want to say, is the Constitution, man. We've got this love affair with this Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and I'll tell you what, that thing isn't made for we the people or by we the people. It was made by a very small select group of people, and their progeny are the ones who benefit from it. We don't. We got hijacked back in 1787 on that. You know, and one guy who's great, and he's on RBN, who could run that down, maybe you could have him on, is Clint Richardson, Corporation Nation, man. He, you know, just listening to his show, it's opened my eyes a lot about what's been going on. You know, and as far as, you know, like the food and what's in our, the adulterants in our food and stuff like that, some of this stuff, we cannot depend on that federal corporation, you know, that we call the United States. We're going to have to start working locally, and I mean bear down, knuckle down on these people, you know. And as far as making excuses for the good ones in the police and the military, and look, if they're standing by and they're just watching, man, they're not doing anything, and they're not helping us, man. Let's quit making excuses for these people, man, and let's hold them to account. And with that, I'd say that's about all I got to say. I'll hang up, and I appreciate you talking to us there, Farron.
Well, hang on just a second for
all me. Right.
You make some great points, and one, it reminds me when you bring up that many points, I mean, those of us that want a conservative government, we want our government to operate under the Constitution. We don't want runaway deficits. We don't want endless wars. I'm not sure what movement to name us at this point, but I do not buy into we've got them on, we're on the march and they're on the run. I can't seem to locate where that's happening at in this country. But, you know, we're bombarded by so many different, just like you said, by the food, by the lies in the media, by the apathy of the American people, their willingness to accept whatever tyranny spews out of Washington. And I can sense your frustration as mine that the American people, one, we're bombarded in so many different ways, but two, how they are willing to accept it and not stand up for what's right and defend what few liberties we've got left and expect there to be a government that resides under the dictates of we the people. You put it very eloquently, and It's amazing where we find ourselves and that there's so few. When I take the phone calls to this broadcast, it always, I mean, we get them from all over the country and sometimes all over the world. But here in this neighborhood that I live in, I can't find more than, you know, 4 or 5 dozen people that share the same views, not 100% the same, but, you know, 90% of where we find ourselves in this country. And that's what worries me the most. Your thoughts on that, Jim?
Well, it goes back to media, the saturation, and with the quote-unquote mainstream propagandist media, you know, when they're running their party line, you know, it's hard to combat that. You know, we've got to keep hitting them and exposing the fact that they either lie outright or they lie through omission. That's their commission. And one other thing was the illegal aliens. I mean, 11 million, it's like you said, maybe more like 30 million. When those people come into the workforce, all right, what are their old excuses? Oh, Americans won't take those jobs. Well, they don't want those jobs because the wages have been driven down. Why have the wages been driven down? Because we get people who come across a porous border with extremely low wages in their nation. They'll come here and they can live, even undercut the American worker, work here and do better. I mean, you know, I don't know. Thanks, Farron, man.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, and that's a great point. That's exactly what's going on with the immigration. And, hey, thanks for calling. Call back. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Dean in Buffalo, patiently holding. Thanks for holding, sir. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hello, Farron. Hey, you had mentioned Tesla, and this is all about information, and like everyone's saying, it's not going to come from the mainstream. But Tesla is an amazing human being. I've studied him for many years, and in a nutshell, Tesla was written out of history along with many others who understood that the universe is full of energy, and they were harnessing it in ways that has completely been hidden, and that particular EM theory taken right out of the textbook, so there isn't a single electrical engineer today that's ever been taught some of the basic fundamental differences in EM theory that equates to free, endless energy. And Tesla understood that, along with many others.
Hold that thought for me, Dean. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Dean in Buffalo, taking your phone calls for the rest of the hour. Back in moments.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendivite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendivite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Aaron in the studio. Take phone calls if you'd like to join us for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. I have Dean in Buffalo. And, you know, Dean, if you've been studying this, you can speak to this probably better than I can. But Tesla, we're talking about x-rays, radio, free energy, robotics, wireless communication on top of AC current. I mean, it's a vast amount of technology, a Wardenclyffe, the tower for free energy, and if you go around and you ask people, and I'm not talking about just somebody on the street, if you ask school teachers or electricians or this guy, most people by far never, ever, ever, ever heard anything about
it. Well, unfortunately, that is the truth. And we all have to learn that we've pretty much been lied to all our lives, and it's information that will hopefully help and wake people up. Now, I'd like to relate a particular story about Tesla because I have a bit of a unique connection with him here in Buffalo. He, of course, created machinery to invent alternating current, and that was the current of choice that we use today. And Buffalo was the first city that was lit up electrically via the power of Niagara Falls. Now, Tesla had a lot of connections to Buffalo because of that. And one of his endeavors, which was just one of an incredible amount of things he did, he made an electric motor for a car that required no batteries. And he called the Pierce Arrow car company in Buffalo. And at the time, Pierce Arrows were like the Cadillac of the day. They were big, heavy, 3,500-pound cars, and we're talking 1903. And he asked the Pierce Arrow company to design their transmission housing to fit this motor. And he came to Buffalo with his cousin. and they put the motor in this huge car. And his cousin stayed in Buffalo and drove it around for like 2 weeks. Top speed was over 90 miles an hour on a 3,500-pound car, and it had no batteries. It had no power source except for a single antenna off the motor. And in 1903, it wasn't a big deal. It was one of all kinds of great things that were coming out, and gas was probably pennies a gallon. Now, over time, of course, the car disappeared. No one made a big deal of it. And many years later, the car showed up in a barn somewhere in New York State and eventually made its way back to Buffalo. The Pierce Arrow Company was a big car builder here back in the day, and they have a museum today. And the museum has the car without the motor. And when you try to research the details behind all that, it's hidden. Who knows who got the motor? Who knows what happened to all of Tesla's stuff? The government confiscated everything he had when he died. And he didn't write a lot of stuff down. He was so amazing. He engineered machinery in his head. And it's not just him. The universe is full of energy. Mother Nature's given us all we need for free. And they all know that, Aaron. Some of that high technology is being used today to convince people there's flying saucers. Now, there may be legitimate flying saucers, but I can tell you 90% of everything you're seeing on the television today is high technology, anti-gravity, Mother Nature, and it's all there. People need to
I agree with you. I agree, and you know, there's a plethora of that kind of stuff on TV. It's like everything's either UFOs, it's UFOs, Nazis, or zombies, or vampires. Everything's one of those four, it seems. But you know, I'd never heard that story about the car. One, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing that. I'm going to do a little research on that myself. I'm like you. I find Tesla fascinating. When I have nothing to do, I'll look on the internet for, you know, information about Tesla that maybe I wasn't aware of, and. Have you got the DVD that shows the Tesla Museum where he built all the little stuff to scale, and it shows he actually built this. It still exists. It's in Yugoslavia, I believe, and it shows the stuff hovering and lights lighting up wirelessly. Have you ever seen that?
No, and I tell you, I collect a lot of my DVDs and videos off of torrents online, and I have a great collection of information on Tesla. Unfortunately, I don't have that one. I heard you speak about it, and I'd like to know where to get it.
You email me, Dean, at the alternativemedia at yahoo.com, and I'll mail that to you, and I certainly appreciate the phone call.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot for that, Farron. You're the best out there, and keep up all the great work.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. The alternativemedia at yahoo.com, I'll mail that to you. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago, then we got John in Tennessee. Thanks for holding, Jerry. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, real good, Farron. I'll make it short because I love listening to John from Tennessee. He's always brings something to the table. You know, you mentioned something earlier, but you only have like two or three dozen people in your area that have an idea of what's going on. Man, God bless you. I found five people in 4.5 years, so... You're doing a heck of a lot better than me, and I talk to people every day. And what really gets me is how people bend over backwards to defend this government's idiotical choices on all of this stuff. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, you talk to them, and they're, well, this is just the way it's supposed to be and everything. And I tell people, well, if you're not going to do it for yourself, if you're not going to pay attention, at least pay attention for your loved ones, your children and your grandchildren, because – look what you're going to leave them. Look at the cesspool you're going to leave them. But, hey, man, that's all I wanted to say. God bless you. God bless everybody that calls in and listens to RBN.
Well, hold that thought 1 second, Jerry, because I've been doing this since 08 and on the radio the whole time, and that's helped me gather, you know, a few more like-minded people. But I used to wonder the exact same thing you just described. What is it with these people? You're hitting them with facts. They can't dispute. We're talking about the truth here. No axe to grind. It's not left-right paradigm. It's just cold, hard, sad, but true facts. And that's where I came up with one night when Brian and me were doing the nightly broadcast. that these people, they have Stockholm syndrome. They truly, I'm not saying it to be funny, it's sad. They are in love with their enslaver. I have seen veterans that would want to, that were out being, actually being beggars for money for disabled veterans, and I would tell them that, you know, you're out here having to beg for money because the government's not honoring the promises that they made to you. It's the government that has let you down, you know, and they would practically want to have a fist fight over me saying that, but I would feel like, you know, it's the truth, and I'm not in any way saying anything disrespectful about veterans. I disagree with the wars, but I respect the veterans should be taken care of. The promises that the government makes to them, they should honor, is what I'm trying to say, but they will get mad if you say anything about the fact that the government is not honoring the promises that they made, and that's why they're in the situation that they're in, and it just boggles my mind, and that's where the Stockholm Syndrome quote come from. I'll give you the last word, then we'll go to John. I certainly appreciate the phone call.
You made a real good point there, Farron, and you know what? I think they're confusing their government leadership with their Chinese-made American flag, and they're wrapping the two of them up together like pigs in the blanket, and they can't separate them. That's the only thing I can think of.
I believe you're right. I believe you're right. We're going to go to John in Tennessee. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. John, how you doing today, sir? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing well. I appreciate it. Listen, I didn't call in about the $100 bill.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. Did you just look down and just noticed? Because I had looked at the $100 bill when it came out, and I looked at everything, I guess, but the date. That was interesting. It's been there for 5 years somewhere.
Well, I actually... just to touch on it, I went to the bank yesterday. I kept my account open, but I'm to the point now where I'm keeping about $5 in it. So I cashed out. You know, when my paycheck went in, I got everything out for about $5 or $6. It's just a place for them to get my check, and then I'm converting it, getting green money and other things. But anyway, I know that on the bills, they have things that are out in the open, but they're hidden in plain sight. So I just... first time I seen one of these bills, and I thought, this is interesting. So I haven't really finished my examination of it, but I looked at it close, as close as you can with the naked eye, and I'd seen the date, and I thought, this is a new bill that's 4 years old. I mean, this one was crisp, and in my wallet I had a 10 that was about wore out that was a 2013. So, you know, I'm looking at it, and of course they've got the little owl on the bottom. In the bottom, if you look closely, that you see the owl sitting right in the middle of the paper. But anyway, the reason I called was one of your callers talking about Tesla and the technology. And I believe that Nikola Tesla was a very intelligent individual. I think he may have had some help. And this is going to go off in a tangent that a lot of people can't handle.
Well, hold that. Hold that thought then, because I hear the music. We're coming up on a break. We will get the tangent on the other side. Stay with me, John. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by John in Tennessee. Back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
On the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to John in Tennessee. We were talking about Tesla. The break kind of interrupted your thought. Go ahead with your thoughts, John.
All right. Well, here's where it gets into a little bit of unbelievability, if that's even a word. But if you look at the founding fathers, you look at the organizations that they participated with, Freemasonry, the Illuminati, what was the one that Franklin was involved in, the Hellfire Club, different, you know, aren't those beautiful names, Farron? So consider, and you don't have to go to Washington to do this, go to the government website at whitehouse.gov and type in the apotheosis of Washington and look at the Capitol Dome, look at the rotunda, and watch Washington being elevated to that of a god. And then look around the other paintings, where Franklin and Hamilton and the other founding fathers that we hold in such high esteem are learning their different trades. Hamilton was learning commerce from a god. Franklin was learning, different things from different gods. So these people, I believe, knew that there was intervention, there was help because of the esoteric societies that they belonged to, where they were actually getting, here we go, folks, demonic aid, to the point where it's continuing now. If you'll go back to, I think it was the turn of the 20th century, and look at Aleister Crowley's work in something called, I may have these backwards, but one was Babylon Working, and one was Alamantra Working. I think that Aleister Crowley was involved in Babylon Working, where he admittedly performed sexual, satanic ritual sexual magic, I think is what he called it, where he was attempting to open a porthole that would allow different entities to pass through, kind of like a Stargate. And then in 1947 or 48, Jack Parsons, who was associated with NASA, and what was the guy that, L. Ron Hubbard, did the same thing with something called Alamantra working. NASA, folks, is all about not getting to another galaxy, not touching with flying saucers and little green men. It's about opening up stargates or dimensional portholes that allow travel like the gods. That's what this is about. And I believe that Tesla may have had some help in that area. You know, we hail him because he wanted to give away free energy. And that's all great. But look at what we're doing with it. We're putting a tower every 10 feet, and people believe that they're cell towers. I'm telling you that I believe there's something other than cell towers. Tesla had this tower technology that was literally able to be used as a weapon, and when he experimented with it, blew a bunch of woods away in Russia. It looked like a nuclear strike with no nuclear fallout. So these towers that we're seeing built, is it cell towers? Well, they may operate as cell towers, but is there a technology that's going to allow these so-called ground wave emergency network towers to keep us safe? Do you believe that? Is it a weapon?
Hey, John, I don't know if it's your phone or if it's our internet, but you're breaking up pretty bad on us.
Can you hear me okay now?
That was a little better right there.
Okay, well, what I believe they're doing, Farron, is giving us, under the guise of better communications, literally putting weapons in our backyard to the point where we're embracing it. It's like, who was it? I think it was Jefferson said that we're going to ask for the chains that enslave us. We're going to pay for the chains that enslave us.
So that's a great point, John. I mean, and I'm guilty of it. Mine's laying right here, but we are paying. And look at how, and you can address this, look at how we have moved. You can't bank. You can't apply for a job. You can't. Everything is based on the internet, your phone, and at the same time, the government is admitting that they're tracking and storing all of your information, and we are enabling ourselves to become enslaved, and we're paying for the privilege to do so. And when you say the statement I just said, the majority of the people, not listening to this broadcast, but the majority of just regular people, think you're a buffoon.
Well, we're forced to do it. You know, I fought for a long time with the company I'm working for over direct deposit because I know what it's leading to. So I said, just give me a check. They said, if you're going to work here, we have to put it in the bank. So it goes in the bank, and it goes in at 2 o'clock in the morning. It gets transferred at 2:30 in the morning on a Friday when I get up. And at Friday afternoon, it comes out and goes in my pocket. Now, it's still worthless paper, but at least when the door shuts, I'm going to have $6 that they can have. You know, I mean, we're to the point now, Farron. I know you're coming to a close. We're to a point right now where we've got to understand that they have you. The only thing that you can do is resist with every bit of strength that you have. You may go along, but don't cooperate on the way. Make them push you. Make them do whatever it is that they're going to do to make you conform. Because as much as I disagree with Henry David Thoreau, he did say something that rings true. To be a man, and I'll interject, to be a woman is to be a nonconformist. Don't go along to get along. Stand up. If you're not free to say no, you're already a slave. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, John. Excellent and interesting as well. And I think when he was cutting out there the worst, and he was talking about Aleister Crowley, I think he was referring to, and I was just hearing bits and pieces, and I know everyone else was, but had some phone issues there. But Book of the Law, Aleister Crowley, where he spent the night in the Great Pyramid, actually on his wedding night, and he was talking about the god that Aleister Crowley was invoking, the god of Awas, A-W-A-S-S. But It's interesting if you get into studying that type of the history that's went on, not only in this country but around the world. And then where John was referring to Washington, D.C., if you take a good look at Washington, D.C., if you take the blinders off and you just take a good look at the symbology and the numerology that is awash in the architecture of Washington, D.C., it is it's quite an eye-opener. And plenty of information about that on the Internet if you so choose to look into that information. It's, to me personally, I just find it fascinating. Some of the information about Tesla that Dean in Buffalo called in, very, very interesting. I want to look into that further because there has been a concerted effort. It's just like when you read some of the history where the Catholic Church tried to prevent the peasantry from learning to read. There has been a concerted effort to keep the American people and the people of the world dumbed down to some of the truth of the real reality of this planet. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And I think when you get into looking in just to the truth about the history of our government and the reasons that they take part in these endeavors and the reason that they are drunk on the madness of continuing war, you start to come to grips with some of the truths, which are sad that we have to sit here and discuss them on a broadcast like this. But it is why our economy is in tatters. It is why your liberties are being destroyed. It is why your children and great-great-grandchildren are debt slaves to this system. It is the absolute devoid of freedom in this country. They are slapping the chains of enslavement on the people in this country, and the majority of the American people are too dumb to know it, and another big majority just don't seem to care. That's what we're up against. The American people, I'm convinced, are getting dumber by the day. I'm not sure exactly why. It's probably a concert of different reasons, but all you got to do is just go out and see it. And that's why it is actually seems like child's play for the government to enslave the people in this country in the way they do. They don't even try to hide it anymore. The mask is off. The tyranny is out in the open. And it's up to us to stand up to it and say enough's enough, or to become the slaves that we're becoming in this country. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.